Hello, hello.
Welcome to episode 2. Alright, I guess episode 1. Intro's not really much of an episode. But anyway, sorry to get so nitty-gritty and heavy, but it's a topic that will help us get a little closer to each other. Let's get right into it. Where are you from? That question. Where are you from? I feel like ever since I was a little kid, I've been asked, like, where are you from? Where are you from? And I think what they really mean is, like, where are your parents from? And I realize that, because obviously you can't see me, but, you know, I'm a brown guy. I was born in Chicago, and I only lived there for, like, a few years. And by the time I was, like, 4 or 5, we moved to the suburbs, and I've lived there ever since. Nothing special, nothing crazy. But if I tell anybody that, they look at me and they go like, okay, well, you know, where are your parents from? And it's so funny because, like, basically they're saying like, oh, you're not American. And I'm like, okay, I guess. I was born here. I consider myself Native American. I was born here. As far as I know, I'm native to this land. This is my motherland. You know, if God forbid, if something was to happen in this country and I had to be drafted into a war, like, you'd see me in an American uniform. I was born here. My parents weren't born here. I was born here. They're from somewhere else. I'm from here. I mean, it's just so simple concept. It's so weird that people are so concerned with where are you from? Like, what does that knowledge even do for you? Anyway, when I was 13, I went to India once, and it's so weird because up until that point, obviously, all these people are like, oh, you know, you're not really like an American. But I get to India, and these people are like, oh, look, the American is here. And I'm like, okay. I thought, you know, these were my paisanos, like, I was going back home, I guess, or something, like, to some motherland, you know. I'm 13, so I'm like, oh, you know, I'm gonna go back home, and these people are gonna accept me, like, you know, they're my own skin color, they speak my language. But not really. It was the same thing, but, like, a little different. So I was like, damn, they don't accept me in my own home where I was born. They're like, oh yeah, but you're not really from here. And then, like, you go back to this country where everybody's saying I'm from, and they're like, oh, you're not from here. So I'm like, where am I from? Well, I know, obviously, I'm from here, but I guess getting, like, deep into it, where am I from? Where is anybody from? Why the hell does it matter? Like, what even is an American? When you close your eyes and you're like, oh, that's an American person. You're like, don't tell me, like, white. Come on. Don't even tell me black. Don't even tell me, like, anything. There's just no such thing as any one particular, like, looking American person. I mean, yeah, there's people that were, like, actually native to this land, obviously, and they look a certain way. But even people all around are just, like, mixes of each other as it is. Where are you from? And it's so weird, too, because when I was little, there were a bunch of kids that would come to the suburb, and mind you, like, these are still suburb kids now. Sometimes they're coming from, like, neighborhoods that are not so good. So they're like, oh, you know, where are you from? And I want to be cool, right? And it's not cool to, like, be from some suburb. So I'm like, oh, I'm from Chicago. They're like, oh, snap. Where in Chicago are you from? I'm like, the east side. They're like, man, that's the lake. Come on now. No, my family was actually from the north side. That's where they live. But North Side's not like tough. I mean, isn't that weird? Like, you associate, like, you're like, oh, where are you from? If you're from like the worst neighborhood ever, you're like tough, I guess. That sucks. It sucks to be from a nasty neighborhood. I mean, why would you want to struggle? It sucks to have to like live in fear. Why are we wearing that like a badge of pride? I don't know. Like, why did I think that that was what would make me cool? Like, oh, you know, I struggle more than you, so I'm cool. Or I'm tough or something. It's like a weird flex. People are like, oh, I worked like 80 hours this week. I worked like 1,000 hours this week. Damn, dude, good for you. I feel bad for you. I mean, I guess get that bag, but I hope you spent time with your family. I don't know, what really matters? Maybe that doesn't matter to a lot of people, I guess. That's fine. To each their own. I guess everybody just kind of wants to get by, but they want to feel like they did something good, or like they meant, like their struggle meant something. Like if they can wear their struggle as a badge of pride, then it actually gives their struggle meaning. Where are you from is like, I don't know. What are you gonna do with that information? You're just gonna like use it to judge somebody negatively, positively. Who cares? Who cares where you're from? It's probably all the same. Probably all do the same stuff. Just the food's different. But everybody has the same relationships. You have father, mother, brother, sister, son, daughter, wife, husband. Wife, husband, husband. Who cares? Everybody everywhere is the same. Only the food's a little different. I feel like people hold on to culture too much. That's another thing that I think a person is trying to pick at when they're like, where are you from? You know, like, what's your culture? Do you relate to my culture? I hate culture. Culture is just, why can't we just be like culture fluid? You know, who cares? You know what culture does? Culture keeps people barred from mingling with one another. It's like, oh, she's not from the same village as us, or she's not from the same country as us, or I'm Indian, like my family is Indian, right? So we get that a lot, these culture issues. It's like, oh, you know, that girl's not from Pakistan, so, you know, she's not good enough or something. Like, just this weird racism towards, like, borders. Even just, like, it gives way to, like, enmity for no reason. You live down the block, so I hate you. You live across the train tracks, so I hate you. Why? You're probably the same. Culture is just so boring. And the funny thing is like, it's so mixed anyway, as it is. Like, you eat each other's food, you listen to each other's music, right? Like, I know all these white people and like basically non-Hispanics that love Hispanic food. They love Hispanic music, right? I'm not Hispanic myself. I love it. Right? I even watch anime and I listen to these friggin' songs, right? These like this K-pop. My kids love this K-pop Demon Hunter thing. I mean, they're not all in Korean, I think, but no, they're in English. I didn't watch the movie. I should. Heard it's good. Anyway, culture is a weird thing. to hold on to, and people are too sentimental about their traditions. I think that the only culture that matters is how you make someone else feel, and that should always be good. Like, it's just so simple. I feel like I'm not saying some sort of mystical, magical thing. Like, it's just such a easy, just make someone feel good and make someone feel welcome. Share what you have and be grateful to each other. I don't think it gets any more simple than that, and that's a culture everybody can follow. And as a 13-year-old, like, I'm just wondering, I'm like, damn, these people don't accept me here, they don't accept me there. I had to go to another country for them to call me American. Like, what the heck? I was born here. It got me wondering. I'm like, you know what? I'm not from here. I'm not from America. I'm not from India. Even I'm not from, like, this earth. Now, maybe I'll probably lose a lot of people here, but if anybody even is listening to my nonsense. But obviously, I'm Muslim myself. And so everything I look at is through the lens of a Muslim person. So I think to myself, I'm like, you know, I'm not actually even from Earth. I'm from wherever my Lord is. I'm from wherever God is. Because He's the one who made me. And He's the one who sent me here. And before my body existed, my soul existed with Him. And so that's why it feels like, yeah, you're right. You know what? I don't belong here. I'm not like you. I don't hate for no reason. I don't just hate people just because they're from someplace other than where I'm from, or they believe something other than what I believe. We can live together. We can come to terms together. And who knows? I mean, that's the thing about Islam, right? It's just, forget what you heard. Listen to me. It's a way of life that involves peace and acceptance. At the very least, we can be civil towards each other. We don't have to oppress. But that's where I'm from. I'm not from here. And even before I existed in this body, my soul existed, my essence existed in the knowledge of my master. And thus, I've existed forever. I've existed forever in the knowledge of my creator. How special. Even I didn't know that I exist, but my Lord knew me even before I knew myself. And it was like a wake-up call. It's like a reminder, like, hey, you know, don't sweat it. You're not like any of these people that choose to just reject you. You're from someplace else. And after I die, I'll go back, right? That's why it's called a return, after I return, right? If I'm dying and my soul returns to its creator, then that's where I was before. And that sounds nice. That's definitely where I would like to have been from there. I like knowing that that's where I'll end up. In peace. That's all that really matters. That's where everybody's from. Right? Not just me. I'm saying this about myself, but I want you to relate. We're all the same. I mean, we all originate from the knowledge of the one who created us. I mean, millions of years of the freaking space, freaking rocks and smashing into each other and planets all over the place and goddamn debris coming together to form stars and blah 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 and dinosaurs and cavemen and crazy, like life changes throughout the history of this planet, and eventually you get me and you. And all those years went by, and you know, we were born and couldn't even hold our necks up, and we can't even like crawl or talk. You don't even have enough teeth. Like if a newborn baby is left unattended for like 20 minutes, just completely on its own, it'll probably just die. I mean, it's so crazy how crazily useless babies are. Like, just newborn babies are they're so useless, and they just can't even hold up their own necks. They can't even burp themselves. God, amazing. But all, even at that, even at that point, like, you exist, I exist, and yet we don't know anything about even our own existence. So how special is it that down to the atom's weight level, that something beyond us that takes care of us knew about us? Knew that, you know, I'd be born, you'd be born, we'd be born. Right? That was always decided. That was always meant to be. That's why you're here. That's why I'm here. That's why you're that's why you're still listening to this. Right? And don't take just my word for it. You look into it yourself. That's the problem with culture, right? You think that things like Islam, it's a culture. No. It's a way of life, a belief in your heart. It's the truth, essentially. And don't take my word for it alone. Do your own due diligence. I mean, you have this beautiful thing called intellect. You know, you use it. You have this beautiful brain of yours and all the opportunity in the world, and everything is at your disposal, and you are intelligent enough to look into things and matters yourself. I mean, that's the whole issue with culture, right? You'll hear things like, oh, I'm brown, I'm Muslim, so you'll be like, oh, well, he does XYZ, you know, he probably does XYZ things. You have all this, like, preconceived bias, and I'm telling you to just put that to the side for a minute. Because until you even know those things, it's like, you know, it's like your brain is going through this process of elimination and funneling me down. The more you find out about how I look or where I'm from, don't do that. That's the whole thing that I'm trying to get you to think, is that it doesn't matter. You know, you do your part yourself. Don't just take my word for it. You discover the truth on your own. You owe it to yourself. Because one day you'll go back to where you came from, just like I will. And when that happens, it's like, is it like a welcome home party, or like a, you know, a sad reckoning? That's up to you. That's up to me. And to each their own. Really, at the end of the day. But like I said, you owe that much to yourself. Culture does this thing where you hear all these things, so you refuse to even look into it because I'm different from you. And that's what I realized then. Flash a little bit forward, a couple more years, and I'm like 16. And I read about this, I mean, oh my God, just inhumane. The most inhumane, animalistic, like, nasty thing I could ever imagine. But basically, it was in this book, I don't even remember what it was in, but it was talking about, like, slaves and how slaves were treated here in America, once upon a time. And this guy, I mean, It's just so messed up. I don't even know how you can even come up with something like that. How do you even mentally, like, with your brain, you even come up with an idea like this? But to punish their slave, they would tie them up outside, with their clothes off in the winter, and they would just splash water on them, and then they would just leave it. What? Oh my god. That's just so insane to think that there's actually people that went through things like that and worse. This is what your culture did. But it's like people, these people that thought of these things to do to other human beings, they're having kids and kids and kids and kids, and they're kind of like passing down this hatred. And then someone comes along and says to them, like, hey, you know, this is wrong. Like, you know, you shouldn't hate somebody just because they're from somewhere else or because they look different from you. And the problem with that is that, you know, you're not just, like, obviously you're telling them the right thing, but you're not just telling them that, hey, like, this is wrong. And they're like, oh, yeah, you're right. You're telling them that you're wrong, your father's wrong, your father's father is wrong, your father's father's father is wrong. All of your way of life, the lens you look at life through is wrong. And everything you've ever known up until now is wrong. And that's a hard pill to swallow, right? But that's essentially what's happening here, because you're saying that their whole way of life is wrong because they've based their life around this hatred. How would you tell somebody to change their whole life? I mean, even I'm telling you to look into random things and, you know, maybe you even stop listening by now already as is. Right? How do you tell somebody to change their whole life overnight? You can't. I mean, all you can really do is persuade them into looking into it themselves. Haha. No, but that's what you should do, right? For real. What else are you gonna do? You gonna just listen to me blindly? Don't do that. Don't do that with anybody. Don't do that for anybody. Verify the things I'm telling you. Right? Learn the difference between right and wrong by using your own brain, because your heart recognizes justice. It just does. You don't always even, you can't really put it into words, but you know it in your heart if you're being fair or right or wrong. And you can't lie to yourself, you can't escape from yourself, so why try? Right? Just do the right thing instead. And then you won't have to worry about your own conscience. In any case, I find that ultimately we are all originating from the same space, and we're sharing now today the same space, and one day we'll go back, and it's that simple. In the meantime, while you're here, you do things XYZ, and that kind of determines, you know, where you end up. Is it a welcome back party? Is it sad reckoning? And hopefully it's a welcome back party for all of us together. I mean, that's the whole idea, right? I don't want anybody to struggle. I don't care where anybody's from. Who cares? We're all going back to the same place. We're all from the same place. In this divine love language of millions of years having passed through before my master finally gave me form and shape and intellect to recognize him and to appreciate him for all that he put together just so that I could be, just so that you could be. I mean, the chances of us being alone are just so beyond slim to none. Like, come on, you know? And we'll get into the nitty-gritty of, you know, why God exists, or how you know if God exists, in another section. This is not for that. I feel like I've probably gone off in enough tangents as it is. Anyway, love your neighbor, regardless of their skin tone. Who cares where someone is from unless you're just asking to be friendly? Then it's always fine, right? Like, obviously, people ask just to be like, oh, yeah, where are you from? And I'm like, oh, I'm from Chicago. And they're like, cool. What part of Chicago? Fuck. I'm definitely not gonna say the east side ever again. Yeah, I was just dumb. I said that, like, on impulse. I didn't mean to, like, they were actually from the north side. But, like I said, the north side is not so cool. Whatever. Anyway, well, here we go, signing off, and please join us again next time. Hopefully you enjoyed this nonsense. Bye-bye.